Depleted uranium made a spectacular entrance on the battlefront scene in 1991. During the first Gulf War, bombs and shells made with this high-density metal annihilated Saddam Hussein's tanks. Since then, the US military have regarded depleted uranium munitions as a magic weapon, as have the French. For those who use it, depleted uranium is beyond reproach. Others say it is a deadly poison. So who's right and who's wrong?
It's a wonderful weapon. Depleted uranium is a very dense, hard metal. And you put it on the end of a bullet or you put it on the end of a shell and it'll go through a tank and go through the second tank.
I took part in the war in Kuwait against the American forces.
Could you tell us about leaving Kuwait? How it happened for you?
I fought in the war up to the very end until the Iraqi army retreated, but it wasn't so much a retreat as every man for himself. The road was exposed and the planes bombarded our military forces. That was the situation with our tanks. The road was open and straight and it was very easy for the Americans to bomb our tanks. It was this road which is known today as the Road of Death.
The final battle in the war lasted just 10 hours. Hundreds of tanks and vehicles were blown into shreds and abandoned in the desert. Much later, an official American document explains why the success was so devastating. On the Road of Death, American pilots used a newcomer to their weaponry arsenal. They fired thousands of rounds containing at least 320 tons of depleted uranium. The rounds are equipped with a depleted uranium arrowhead penetrator, which can pierce any armor plating. They catch fire on impact, reaching over 1,000 degrees, igniting the target and emitting a cloud of fine dust.
In 1991, the first Gulf War started. And at that time, I was here on a duty at night, night duty, when the airplanes, fighters, and bombs. After that, by many years, 3 or 4 years, we start to see many cases of cancer, particularly in this hospital. If we compare it to the 80s or 90s, we found there is an increase of, say, fourfold.
And it was in Italy that the dangers of depleted uranium weapons were widely exposed in late 1999.
Our soldiers on peace missions in the Balkans are said to have been contaminated due to the presence of depleted uranium in the munitions.
My friends, we have with us Sergeant Major Antonacci. Unfortunately, you're ill. Could you tell us how this came about?
I left on August the 31st, 1998, for a six-month mission. I got the go-ahead after medical checks. During my stay in Sarajevo, I suffered several faint and dizzy spells. And a few months after I came back, these were attributed to lymphoma.
Cancer?
Cancer.